This is KCUR 89.3. The recent news that Kansas is now the seventh fattest state in the nation points toward a future of increased health problems, including cancer. In fact, as smoking rates decline, obesity is poised to overtake tobacco as the leading preventable cause of cancer. That's why the University of Kansas Cancer Center is highlighting a weight control research study as part of its effort to win federal designation as a comprehensive cancer center. Heartland Health Monitor's Brian Thompson reports.
Janice Waring says she's been struggling with her weight for most of her life. The Salina woman didn't have much success with Weight Watchers, TOPS, or even working with a dietitian. So when her primary care clinic offered a free 2-year weight loss program as part of a study, she said yes.
I wanted to take better care of myself. I was feeling so unhealthy. And, you know, you get to where you are so overweight, then you get depressed.
The weight loss program Waring signed up for is part of a University of Kansas Medical Center study called REPOWER. The $10 million study will compare 3 different weight management models at 36 rural primary care clinics in 4 states. After 4 months on the program, Waring has lost 40 pounds.
Amazing difference. I have more energy. My bones don't hurt so bad. My knees don't hurt so bad.
Waring credits the group sessions with about a dozen of her fellow participants. They learn about food choices and exercise, and they motivate each other. They also get a smartphone app called Lose It. Waring and the others use the app to log everything they eat and their physical activity.
Say you want to eat something, and you can put that in, and then you notice that it's a whole bunch of calories. So then you come back and you say, no, I'm going to make a better choice. So that's really helped me too.
Nurse Sherry Sutton meets one-on-one with each of the participants to review their food and activity logs.
Okay, Jan, so how did we do on your week last week?
Well, I averaged 1,030 calories.
Good job. And your calorie goal was 1,100 calories?
Okay. Uh-huh.
If you think 1,100 calories a day wouldn't be that tough, think about this. A Big Mac and a large order of fries is more than 1,100 calories. Sutton says the plan offers specific guidelines.
2 protein shakes a day. 2 prepackaged meals, such as your Lean Cuisines, your Smart Ones, your Healthy Choice, and that's for the first 6 months so that you can learn portion control.
Participants can fix their own meals or eat out as long as they limit meals to 350 calories. Fruits and vegetables, at least 5 servings a day, are the only between meal snacks. Sutton says the biggest hurdle for some is the rule that they don't drink any calories. That means no loaded up coffee drinks, soda pop, or beer. And she can tell when someone's cheating.
Yeah, I totally have participants that come in and report, yes, I totally hit my 1,200 calorie goal. I've totally hit my 5 days of at least 30 minutes exercise a day goal. However, they're gaining weight.
But there is no browbeating.
We're not here to say, oh, you failed. Failure is just if you stop trying.
The REPOWER study is focused on rural people because they have higher rates of obesity and related diseases than their urban counterparts. Their family physician may be their only option to help them lose weight. But many doctors are reluctant to talk to their patients about weight loss. Dr. Robert Kraft is overseeing the study at Salina Family Healthcare. He hopes it'll make it easier to have those conversations.
It's hard to talk about things that we can't do something about. So hopefully programs like this will help us develop services that we can then refer patients to.
The KU Cancer Center is highlighting the REPOWER study in its bid to be named a comprehensive cancer center by the National Cancer Institute. Dr. Kraft says lifestyle factors are now recognized as major causes of cancer.
I mean, smoking's very clearly one, but weight is as well. There are many cancers that are certainly higher incidence in those who are overweight. And so getting people to try to lose weight is an important step in trying to prevent cancer.
So far, 32 of 40 patients enrolled by Dr. Kraft are actively participating in the program. Some have actually gained weight, but as a group, the Salina patients have lost a total of 500 pounds. The goal is to keep it off for 2 years. Janice Waring is confident that she can do it.
Now it's almost like a routine, like almost a habit of trying to get my fruits and vegetables in. I'm not perfect at it. I have failed. I've had some bad weeks, but mostly it's been really good experience.
For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Brian Thompson.